Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kuku with the evening news. The headlines. Rural Development Minister Metsubo Jamir emphasizes on sustainable agricultural practices at First Garlic Festival. Naglan joins nation in celebrating Holi with joy and excitement. Naga MLAs in Manipur assures to support the government in restoring peace. And Union Home Minister Amit Shah to embark on 3-day visit to the Northeast to review implementation of new criminal laws for the region. Now the news in detail. Konoma Village today organized the first Tsumerye Garlic Festival. Gracing the event as special guest, Minister for Rural Development, Metsubo Jamir, emphasized the importance of processing agricultural products as a systematic approach to long-term economic viability. Commending the initiative, he urged the villagers to maintain sustainable agricultural practices, assuring the department's continued support. Addressing the youth, he stressed that competitive examinations alone should not be their only focus and encourage skill development and entrepreneurship.
Under TDJUI, it will be a training component. Yali amagat hospitality services that includes hotel management, hotel services, airlines, aro carpentry, workshop management. It is so regional amagat financial assistance digina economically we support them.
Encouraging Konoma to apply for innovative schemes, the minister assured that the Rural Development Department would provide wage support. Mr. Jamir also announced the establishment of a garlic processing unit in the village and pledged a Tata Mobile vehicle to facilitate transport of agricultural produce. Holi, the festival of colors, is being celebrated across the country today with traditional joy and excitement. The festival marks the arrival of spring, symbolizes the victory of good over evil, and fosters a spirit of unity and harmony. Naglan joined in the celebrations as well, with thousands of people gathering at the Dimapur District Sports Complex to participate in the vibrant festival. Organized by the Unity Circle Club in collaboration with the Human Rights Help Association Nagaland, the Grand Holi Mahotsav was held with great enthusiasm.
To Holi celebrate Kralabi the Dangur meaning as a fight against evil, a victory against evil Gualagase. Juakali Radi de Ekta particular timing de Junto Holi ka Dahan Gue, Dahan Gura Bishide, Ajila Dinte, evil against Abni, victory by Shibuine, Igula Nambra celebrate Pure.
The funds raised from the event will be donated to local old age homes and the tribal orphanage home, ensuring that the celebration also contributes to the welfare of the community. Governor of Nagaland, La Ganesan, also celebrated Holi with the officers, staff and families of Raj Bhavan at Kohima. 6 Naga community MLAs of different political parties on Thursday assured Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla of cooperation at every step to ensure peace, officials said. During the meeting, the 6 MLAs apprised Mr. Bhalla on various issues faced by the common people and also exuded confidence that the state would return to peace and normalcy under his leadership. The 6 MLAs include former Water Resources Minister and Naga People's Front NPF Manipur Unit President Awangbo Nyumai and NPF members Kashim Vashum, Lose Diko, Leshio Keshing, as well as National People's Party's Jang Hemlum Pangmai and Independent MLA J. Kumo Shah. Of the 16 districts in Manipur, the Naga community inhabited districts are Taminglong, Chandel, Ukrul, Kamjong, None, and Senapati. In the over 22-month-long ethnic violence between the valley-based non-tribal Meitei community and the hills-based tribal Kuki Zo community, the Naga-dominated areas remained more or less peaceful. MLA Achumbe Mokikon today emphasized the urgent need to resolve the Naga political issue. Addressing the General Conference of the Lotha Officers Association at Woka today, he highlighted the issue as a pressing concern and stressed that it should not be passed on to the coming generation. He added, Nagas will not progress as long as they remain confined by tribalism. Reaffirming his concerns about the one nation, one election concept, Mr. Kikon cautioned that a single approach cannot be applied to all, given the diversity in India. Further, the MLA encouraged officers and the public to give their best and work to their full potential. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Union Home Minister Amit Shah is on a three-day visit to Assam. During his stay, he is scheduled to attend multiple programs. More from our correspondent.
Tomorrow morning, the Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate the state-of-the-art Lasit Barfukan Police Academy and lay foundation stone for housing projects of the Police Academy in presence of Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma and Union Minister of Port, Shipping and Waterways Sarbananda Sonowal at their gau before departing for Mizoram. The Union Minister will attend a program of Assam Rifles at Aizawl in the afternoon. The Home Minister will address the 57th Annual Conference of All Bodo Students Union at Dotma in Kokrajhar District. Mr. Shah will review the implementation of new criminal laws for northeastern states in Guwahati with the chief ministers of all northeastern states. Aminul Hojuddar, Akashvani, Guwahati.
Penthrill Publications today released its 100th book, Where the Light Finds Us, a collection of short stories written by Vishar Rita Crocha. Reflecting on the centennial publication, Ms. Crocha, who is also the publisher of Penthrill, said reading and writing are fundamental pillars of communication of the society. She shared on the need to raise a generation of readers and writers for the society to fully progress.
Seldom does one get an opportunity to give something back to the land they call home, but I take immense pride in the authors Penthrill has published over the last decade. I just want to say that we celebrate their works and their stories and acknowledge their contribution to literature in the state, adding to the diverse and rich culture and history of Nagaland, which will go a long way in fostering a community where all voices are valued and heard.
The book was released by Asia Pacific Deputy News Director, the Associated Press, Yirmian Arthur Yome. Reserve Bank of India Governor Sanjay Malhotra has said that India has taken the lead in providing finance to renewable energy projects by including them in priority sector lending to accelerate the country's transition to a low-carbon economy in the fight against climate change. Addressing a policy seminar on climate change risks and finance in New Delhi yesterday, the RBI Governor highlighted that India's priority sector lending guidelines support the allocation of credit to renewable energy projects including solar, biomass-based, windmills, micro-hydel plants and non-conventional energy-based public utilities such as street lighting systems and remote village electrification projects. Russian President Vladimir Putin expressed his gratitude to several world leaders, including Prime Minister Narendra Modi and US President Donald Trump, for their continued attention to the ongoing conflict in Ukraine. At a joint press conference with Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko last evening, Mr. Putin acknowledged the efforts of various world leaders for their commitment to seeking peace in the war-torn region, despite the many global challenges they face. Earlier, the US proposed a 30-day ceasefire, urging Russia to accept the deal without any conditions. President Putin, while expressing support for a ceasefire, acknowledged there are nuances that need to be addressed. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Rural Development Minister Metsubo Jamir emphasizes on sustainable agricultural practices at First Garlic Festival. Nagaland joins nation in celebrating Holi with joy and excitement. Naga MLAs in Manipur assures to support the government in restoring peace. And Union Home Minister Amit Shah to embark on three-day visit to the Northeast to review implementation of new criminal laws for the region. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back tomorrow morning at 7:30 with the English news. Good night.